What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful because we got a brand new segment here on the Positive Truth. We're calling it Positive Politics. Positive news stories about governments passing laws that benefit everyone. We don't talk about these stories very often. It definitely doesn't happen in the news very often. So we want to talk about it here. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Give us all the 5-star ratings and tell a friend about the positive news we're trying to spread here. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
My first one is Joe Biden. He pledges to spend $1.7 billion to end hunger across the United States. This is supposed to happen by 2030, and I think this is amazing. They just released some more details about it that I have not read up on, and I will soon, but I think this is amazing, man. Shout out to Joe Biden right now.
In the land of plenty, that is the United States, no one should go hungry.
Absolutely.
Bars.
What do you have for us, sir?
Kendrick Lamar. I love public transportation. Public transportation is awesome. Less greenhouse gases, less traffic on the street, less car maintenance problems, all that. Everyone wins. And the United States has been just a little bit behind when it comes to the high-speed rails, but we're getting our first one linking Los Angeles to Las Vegas. The project is supposed to serve as a blueprint for similar projects across the country. I personally love this, because there's been a couple of times I've been in Vegas and there was things going on in Los Angeles. And I remember thinking it would be great if we could just hop on something, go there and just go right back, because I'm not trying to pay for two hotels while I'm here. And this just fixes that whole opportunity. We need one of these, OKC to Dallas.
Yes, OKC to Tulsa.
We need one of these, all the whole East Coast, the Boston, Jersey, New York, just a faster line. Please, Miami to Orlando, all of that. Houston to Dallas. Basically, Dallas everywhere. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, Dallas is the center over here, where we're at.
You could do it San Francisco to LA to Sacramento, all the way. Like, we just need these everywhere. We could do small ones in between cities, more public transportation, high-speed rails, less traffic. It's better for everyone. It's about damn time with the positive.
Take that world.
What do you have for your next story, Tim?
Man, this one's actually a follow-up story. Lula da Silva keeps his promise, and Amazon's deforestation is reduced by 64%. I think this is amazing. We've obviously been talking about planting trees and saving our environment since 2017, and we're still about that life here in 2024. Shout out to saving the Amazon rainforest. Yeah, that's all I got for you right there, buddy.
Say the yeah with your chest again, Tim.
I've been doing push-ups.
Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. I encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Grateful for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They gave me a reason to watch basketball at the end of May.
Everyone should be watching basketball at the end of May, even if your team isn't in it, because it's always highly entertaining. Right, Tim?
NBA ain't paying us.
They can. Just reach out. I saw that new media deal. Reach out to us.
You ain't lying, man. Keep it positive over here. Absolutely.
I'm grateful for people of different spheres. I'm one of those people that is way too far in the don't care range, and you can feel it whenever you talk to me. And then there are people that are way too far in the sensitive, always care range. And I often forget that people think a certain way because I'm so far over here. And I just got to remember there's such value to just living your life in this always caring. And I'm over here just the bull. I told Carlos today, I was like, I used to work at the Skirvin Hilton downtown. It's supposedly haunted. And he was like, did you ever feel anything? And I was like, you know, I don't feel vibes. I create vibes. There was no spirit talking to me. But then, you know, we have people on our team like you, Carlos. They got the patience in situations. I'm just like, I would not have said that.
Quotes by JP.
I'm just saying. We need people on all ends of the circular spectrum to properly work together. Because if everyone was like me, man, we would just be blasting through the world. I'm paying attention to nothing. Let me tell you that. So yeah, shout out to you all. Shout out to Balance. Also, shout out to Canada. Canada did something really awesome. We need to do it here in the United States. But they just passed a law where 9 million Canadian women of reproductive age will have full cost of their contraception covered as part of a major healthcare reform. This includes contraceptive methods such as IUDs, contraceptive pills, hormonal implants, and the day after pill. I just think this is really awesome. This needs to happen everywhere. It's crazy it doesn't. To me, this is soap. Soap should just be everywhere. Everyone should have access to clean water, soap, and then contraceptive devices. But that's just me here on The Positive Truth. Congratulations to Canada.
Take that, world. It's 2024.
2024. What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. My last one is actually cool. So in 2020, new rules were introduced restricting ships' limits on sulfur content and marine fuels. Now in 2024, the sulfur dioxide emissions from shipping has dropped sharply, all because of those rules that happened in 2020. They just released some data, the Community Emissions Data Systems, and it shows that the testing for this is positive. They are actually going to continue doing what they've been doing and try to reduce their emissions to 0%. And I think this is amazing. This is new data that is just released, and it shows that if we actually put in effort, we can save our planet. So keep doing what we're doing, man. I think this is amazing.
Who knew? Putting regulations to protect the environment actually work. Maybe we should do it more often here at the Positive Truth Podcast.
It's like an effort and consistency is like the key to something. And I think everybody's starting to figure it out. It's like the power of social media or something. It has to be, right, JP? It has to be.
I don't know about all that, but I do know that whenever we were growing up, we had those little free lunches and they had those, you remember those pyramids where it was like, you need this many grains, you need this many fruits, you need this many proteins?
Absolutely. I do remember it. And I have a chip on my shoulder because of it.
What's your chip on? Do explain.
I heard that the pyramid isn't even like accurate.
It is like now. We didn't even plan that.
Oh, that's cool.
So the United States meals will undergo a makeover for the first time in decades. Under these new rules, it's going to trim sodium in kids' meals by 30% and sugars to drop them less than 10% for all school meals, including breakfast and lunches, because high sodium and high sugar that we're feeding to kids is probably not the healthiest. This is estimated to save the United States. Wait for it. $22.6 billion in healthcare bills in the long-term future, not getting people addicted to sodium and sugar as kids. Who would have knew? We're catching up to the United States. We're catching up. 2024. It's going to start. They're reducing it slowly as not to do a shock, but it's going to be fully in place by 2028. They're reducing sodium levels by 10 and 15% every year up until then. So yeah, congratulations, the United States Department of Agriculture, doing its job, saving these kids from the sugar and the sodiums.
Look, that story's amazing, but we're not gonna like not giggle at the fact that they're doing it slowly so our body doesn't go into shock. We're that unhealthy. Hashtag America. We gotta do better.
The kids are gonna be better now.
I need my kids to be healthier. Woohoo! That's great, but that's hilarious. I'm sorry.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. Do the best you can until better. Then when you know better, do better. Quotes by Tim.
Quotes by the governments all over the world. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.